Blog Talk Radio.
I'm Cindy Sansom-Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love, Why Good People Can't Leave Bad Relationships, and Confessions of a Reluctant Long Island Psychic. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. Before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an artist, an entrepreneur, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order, and she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole knows women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in the relationships with each other. Well, hello, everybody, and welcome to our show. Thank you for joining us. I lied. Nicole's not here. I was hoping she would come on. Maybe.
Oh, no, I'm here.
Are you here? Oh, I didn't see you. Where are you, honey?
I'm there.
Okay. Did you call from a different number?
No. You know what? I'm just really far down the list.
Oh, okay, good. Because all of a sudden I'm like,
I see me on my end, but you don't see me on your end. Yeah, traffic was a bear. So I literally logged on just as you were finishing up the monologue. So it was great.
Okay, good. Okay, because all of a sudden I was like, I didn't see her. I don't know. But I had complete faith you were going to be on. That's why I was shocked
did
when I didn't
text?
See your number. I'm like, why did I psychically say she'll be on by the time I finish this? Okay, because you were on there.
I was.
So I didn't lie.
Did you get my text message? I did send you a text to let you know that I just pulled up in front of my building, and that was like at 6:55. So.
Oh, no. You know why? Because I had just finished up a reading that ran late, I just started time to log on myself and didn't even look at my cell phone.
Yep.
But I just had this feeling, no, she's going to be on any minute. So why did I second guess myself? Interesting enough. Well, I'm glad you're here. You know.
Yes, ma'am.
And let me know, how are you?
Oh, I'm tired.
Oh, you're tired. Okay.
Oh,
so it didn't get better this week.
To me at work this week. Well, you know what it is? Like,
wow.
I said last week, you know, work is just crazy right now. They decided to save money at the expense of the employees by initiating a move of like a 20,000 square foot warehouse in the middle of a season while, you know, people still need things for sets and this and that and everything else. And it's just been crazy because their new move now to save money on the production, you know, of course, because, you know, certain people get incentives to come in under budget for things, is to not give us until the end of the month anymore. Now we have until next Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing now.
Fun.
Remember, it's the donkey people are overworked, underappreciated,
yep.
And underpaid, and they expect everybody to do everything, and it's a really lot, you know. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, just do what you can do, and, you know, that's all we can do.
Exactly.
But I'm hearing it across the board with my clients.
Oh,
how they
I know.
Feel
I'm
like
sure.
they're just working and working, and it seems like they can never catch up. I mean, it's really sad, you know, because it's just not good. But I would say in between rest, imagine if you had your two jobs.
Oh, my God. Never.
And remember,
never
we
tried.
Always
I
say with old souls, we no matter how many times we reinvent ourselves, we're always overworked.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
you ain't kidding.
You know, it just seems to be, you know, part and parcel that goes with life. But we're glad you're here tonight. We do have a lot of listeners. I think we'll just go to the first person that has been waiting the longest, which is the 516-8363. And that's
mm-hmm.
the last digits, 8363. And then from there, maybe you could do a little screening.
You got it. All right,
and
so here we go.
They do have to press the number 1 or we don't know you want
yep.
to talk.
And remember, when I pull you into the chat room, I will always identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. So when you hear me say those digits, please answer me so that this way I can get you screened and queued up. We do not know who the first caller is. The last four digits are 8363, like Cindy said. So you're going to be that number until I say the words. You are on the air. So hello, 8363.
Hi. Cindy, it's Jane.
Hi, Janine. How are you?
No, Jane.
Oh, it's Jane. Okay, it's Jane. Okay, you sounded like Janine. Jane, so what's happening, Jane, in your world?
Oh, a lot. You know me, Cindy. I've been out.
Yes,
by
I
you.
Know who you are. Yep, I know who you are.
Years. There's a lot going on, and I'm just looking for direction.
Okay. Now, you were not sure if you're going to be staying in New York or going to Florida, correct? That's part of it.
Correct. Yeah. That's one. There's just so much going on here. I don't know. I know inevitably I'll be going there probably. I just don't know when. I'm meeting people here. I'm up in the air. So I'm
okay,
just
now,
coming from a.
Now, do you want to stay on Long Island? I mean, you've been here, you know, before. This is not new to you, Long Island.
No.
No.
Yes.
So
and
you
no.
do want. Okay, because if you keep you keep trying to date here and things, because that's going to complicate
yeah.
things if you want to get out of here. So I'm not sure why you're doing that while you're here, because again, you confuse the universe. Because by dating,
yeah.
you're kind of saying I want to stay here. So part of why
I
you,
don't have a
you,
problem with it. If I find somebody good here, I could do that and then snowbird down there.
Right. Exactly. So, but it does look like, you know, when do you want to go to Florida?
I won't be going, I don't see, for at least for another year.
Right, because that's what it does look like. I didn't see it immediately either. That's why I'm glad you said that, okay, because that makes a little more sense. You can't put your whole life on hold for a whole year, you know,
right.
dating, seeing things. You know, do you know what you're looking for in someone?
Yes, I do. Now I do. Yes, I do.
Right.
You know, exactly.
Okay. And there's no more. And there's no more fixing people, please.
No, I've done recycling.
Okay,
I'm done.
And you're done with that, right?
I'm done with it. I'm totally done with it. I know exactly what I want, and I won't accept for less.
Right. Good. And have you come to terms with some of your relationships in the past, because it looks like there's a little bit of forgiveness that still needs to be going on here with people?
I think I'm pretty much done with that. I think I've put that to rest. I've let go of that, and I've learned a lot from it, and I've learned that I can't make things different the way I feel they should be if they're not there already.
Right, because
I have to,
you realize some people get too old to fix. There's a point where they're just too old.
Yes.
At this point.
I'm just
you know
tired.
What I mean?
I'm not, yeah.
But
I'm just looking for the right.
But do you think you learned the lessons in those relationships?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Yes.
Good.
It took me a while.
Well, old souls are a little slow to learn. You know what I mean? It takes them a lot. Now, are you working at all at this point?
Yes. Still
good.
Working full time.
Good.
I'm doing that, and I'm enjoying that. And, you know, that's the only thing that's missing out of my part, besides losing Harley. That's the only thing that's missing for me.
Right, is love.
Yes.
Okay. So, you know, now, are you only doing online dating?
Go out every weekend, meeting people, going different places and trying to broaden and meet new people like I did when I was younger.
Good. Because that's kind of like what Spirit wants you to just be a little bit more out there, you know, get yourself
okay.
out there. Also, there's a point where women have to stand on their own 2 feet without a man. Have you done that for a while?
Yeah, it's been a couple of years.
Okay, good. Because that was part of it. And when we talk about how there's a lot more available people right now because COVID mm-hmm. locking people away in a foxhole. So if you really want to be looking for someone, this is a good time. You know, I think you're just a little scared.
Well, I think it's like with anything, meeting new people and starting something new. I think that's just a normal scare. But as far as when I'm there, I'm into it. I'm not afraid. I'm not nervous. It's the anticipation is the nerve. I think that's just normal. But
right,
I enjoy going out.
You know, what I'm seeing is that, you know, you have this inner knowing that love is coming, you know, and maybe you're a little antsy about it.
Mm-hmm.
Do you ask your brother Robert to help find love? You know, because Robert from the other side said, why don't you ask me a little bit?
Well, he could whisper in my ear once in a while. I mean, I wouldn't mind that.
How about your dad? Do you ask him for this too?
Cindy, I'm glad you brought that up. 2 weeks ago, I had dreams about mom and dad, and I hadn't dreamt about them in a long time. And it was so vivid. And they were actually talking. I can't remember what they said, but it was – and the number three came up.
Wow.
Number three. And I don't know what it means, but it was
– how many times have you been married?
Two.
So you think three is the charm?
Well, if mom has anything to do with it.
Yep, that's what they said to me. As soon as you said the number three and you were talking about love, they're trying to tell you three is the charm, okay? And that they have a soulmate pitch for you, and that's why they.
Yeah,
you had told me that. They have one pitch for you. Again, it's a little bit getting out there. I know the process. Try to enjoy the process a little bit. Just enjoy the process of meeting people.
I truly am.
And are you meeting a better quality man, even if it's not a soulmate, but are any of them seeming like a better quality now?
Yes.
Good, because I think
definitely.
That's
definitely, especially on Friday nights where I go. Yeah.
Right. That's what I'm saying. The universe wants you to just know there are good people out there, because I think you were getting a little jaded. So
mm-hmm.
about it.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the whole point. I keep getting the soulmate cards for you, so I would be surprised if you didn't, you know, meet one. But this is the time. You know, your mom and dad are both laughing. They said you haven't done such a great job of picking soulmates on your own. So can we, is that okay if we pick the third
well,
one?
You told me she was going to do that. Yeah, you said mom was going to send him to me because I didn't do such a good job.
Right. And again, I'm glad that you do go out and meet people. Also, when you're out, wherever you go, just let, you know, people know you're available, you're looking.
Mm-hmm.
And just a little bit of patience because, you know, it seems like there's a little more of getting him in alignment with you, which – who knows, maybe he's just finally out of that another relationship. Now he's available.
Okay.
So a little
bit
of patience. And, you know, do you just try to enjoy being with, you know, your soulmate friends and things like that too? Do you just enjoy being with people?
I live for it. I tell you, since I'm back here and I started going out again, I feel like I'm a kid again. And I am totally in having a great time. I really am. I'm more independent. I'm happier. I haven't been this happy in a long time.
Well, that's
really
why you need to be happy. You don't bring in happy people, good people, when you're miserable. I'm sorry, the energy you give up is only going to bring another miserable person.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
You know, if we... You know, if we're feeling godless, no spirit, unhappy, we're only going to bring people without any God or any spirit or anything good. I'm sorry, that's what happens. So the prince really does come, or the princess when we can stand on our own two feet emotionally, psychologically, financially, and spiritually, when we are happy with ourselves. So this is a period of time of you really being happy with yourself, liking yourself, not
yeah.
beating yourself up.
Yeah.
So that's the energy yeah. that I need you to put out there, that you're happy. You know what I mean? And
I am.
So anyone who's out there looking for love, remember, you're not going to find it if you're miserable and jaded. Okay, you're only going to find miserable, jaded people. So, you know, what we put out there is what comes back. So go out, you know, even if you're like in the place you go Friday night, maybe, you know, you sit there and you talk to someone who's a woman who's much older. Maybe she has a son or somebody, you know what I mean? So mm-hmm. just remember, expand your friendship world, be a great invitation to love, and that's how you will find love, by being a great invitation to love.
Okay.
So call in again and let us know how it goes. Again,
I
don't see anything. I don't really see any obstacles here. You know, I see that sometimes you might be a little bit scared still. So you might have a little bit of closet commitment phobia, even though you want love. You might be a tad bit scared because you haven't trusted your judgment in the past. I think God tested you enough by bringing some people into your life that, you know, you didn't end up hooking up with or being with, because it didn't take you long to see who they were. So that's sometimes what that brought into our life, just to test our judgment and let us know we're not the same person we used to be.
It happened twice, Cindy, since I'm here.
Okay. And again, and how long did those two last? How long?
Not long.
Okay.
Not long. And I stood right up to it and said no.
Okay. So that's the whole point. You had to test your judgment a little bit.
Right.
You're not the same person you used to be. So, you know, just go in with an open heart. That doesn't mean closed eyes. If, you know, you see red flags, write them down, put them on your desk, stare at them. Okay? You know, but nothing is bad in your cards. It looks like, you know, I'd be surprised if you didn't find love, you know, and especially if it looks more like as the weather gets warmer, so that could be any time now. You know what I mean? And just do any of the outdoor events where they have the concerts out by the beach. You know, there's a lot of things that don't cost money where you could meet people. You know,
yeah.
but again, it's
yeah.
getting out there.
Yeah.
And not just sitting talking with your friends when you're out there. You got to mingle, too.
I'm pushing Marianne to get out. I'm pushing her to get out. I want to go out. I'll go out every night. I just have this energy that I didn't have before. And
that's because when we're depressed and unhappy, we have no energy. You know,
that's true.
When you're happy, you have energy. You'd be surprised how much depression takes away your energy.
Yeah.
Well,
so
good
true.
Luck
it's
to you. We're
going
to try to get some other callers because we have a lot of callers tonight.
Thank you. Thanks, Cindy.
Good luck
take
to
care.
You. Okay. Now, Nicole, I can't see if you've screened anybody at all. Because
yes, ma'am, I have.
Okay. But you didn't write anything, right? Down?
No, I did. I just don't think they're able to see it on your end. So because it was kind of far down the list, and because I signed on later than you, I'm seeing a little bit more of the list than you are. So
we
have Catherine next. Catherine is calling us from New York, and she has called in before a couple of months ago. And a couple of months ago, Catherine was worried about love. And now, Cindy, tell me if the universe is not trying to tell me something in this question, so I will be tuning into this call instead of jumping into the chat room. Okay. So basically, she's been tied up in an event, okay, and this event is taking a lot of her focus. But here's the thing. Catherine's passion is not this event. Catherine would like to know if you see her, this is the year for her to put out her own artwork and to concentrate on her own projects and to focus on her own projects. So, Cindy, let's see what her cards have to say and what the universe is trying to tell Miss Catherine, and maybe a little secret message for me. So here we go. I go to Catherine in New York.
Wow.
Hello,
okay.
Catherine.
Yes.
You are on the air.
Thank you. Yes.
Well,
yes.
You know, interesting. You couldn't have called in at a better time, because this is 2023 is the year of the dream catcher. So really your dream is your own art. So I'm glad you called in. Also, for people who are more manipulative, not great souls, it's the year of the dream catcher will be a boomerang. So the stuff they're throwing into is going to like smack them in the face. But for good people, it's the year to catch your dreams. So you're just saying, you know, right now you're doing a project. It's not your passion project. Is it making money? Is that what it's doing at least? What you're doing?
Yeah, Mm-hmm. Right.
All right. So you're making your money, but you've got the Wheel of Fortune spinning, which is also this five-year period where anything you want is yours. So let's start throwing it into the dream catcher. Like spirit hears when you're getting a reading. It's not just you and me. It's you and me and your spirit guides and art spirit guides that they may send down. They need to hear what you're saying. You do want your art to be your focus now, don't you?
Amen. Yes.
Okay.
Me and your lovely producer, yes.
Right. And the card I got, which is interesting, is the Eight of Pentacles, which is a good money card. But the person is hitting a hammer and doing a craft. So this could be writing, art, architecture, anything that's you, though, doing it, creating it, making it. And are you doing your art right now at all? So you have no time.
I have no time. I might get a break in about 2 weeks. Yeah, on top of just being busy and being exhausted, yeah, I've had zero time.
Right, and that's something that, you know, creating art does take some time, so I think you're going to put that in your priority to create art, okay, as well.
Yeah.
But you have pieces you need to market.
Mm-hmm.
You have artwork done already.
Yes, I have stuff, yes. I have stuff that I have done. I have stuff that I want to do. I have stuff that I've started and want to touch up. I have stuff in all different stages. But, yeah, I do have, like, completed, like, here, look at this. Do you want to get it out there as well?
Okay, so what we're going to do is a plan, okay? First of all, the pieces that need finishing up, like you said, touch up, I want you to take those out and know that you're going to be working on those, okay? Because, in other words, you could do some of those if you have an hour, start doing it, okay? Like, you know, creating art from scratch is a big project, okay? But some of the things that don't need too much work to finish, I want you to take one of those out at a time and say, well, look, if I have an hour here or 2 hours there, this is what's going to get done. I'm going to work on this piece, okay?
Okay.
Then I want you to focus on marketing. I have made as an artist is because I always had to have a day job and was always working and taking care of a home and everything else. I would finish one play or something that might take 3 years and do a little bit of marketing. But instead of marketing it, I already had another idea that I needed to work on, and I would be doing that. So I never really marketed the things properly because I was trying to create more art, okay? But I would say I want you to focus on marketing what you have, okay? And completing some of the things that need the little polishing, the little finishing. Like, rather than start new work for a little while, but let's market what you have. Let's get that marketing done. Because part of for old souls, we're back on Earth because the meek have always inherited the Earth because they're good at bullshitting and marketing, okay? Build it and they'll come. But that's not how the world works. You build it, you slick it up, and they come. So I need you to focus a little bit on the marketing and start coming up with a marketing plan that you can do kind of regularly. You know, because if you want that to be part of it, an artist is you have to start marketing. It comes down to that, you know, putting it out there. You know, this project will wind down in that two-week period of time. It looks to me like you're going to take a little time to gather your strength, too. That's why I'm not saying let's start a whole big art project again right now. You will do that.
Right.
But let's just market, finish, okay? And, you know, jot down your ideas for your next projects if they come into your head. But, you know, you're getting the High Priestess card, which is a person who is very in tune with her spirit. So, you know, working on that. Once we can manifest something, once we really start stating, that's what I want to do. Our energies go where our energies go. Like sometimes with me, I'll go, okay, this year I have to like market being a relationship expert. So I'll, you know, answer a lot of the, you know, the reporters that contact or want it. And then I'll get like 100 articles in magazines or newspapers. But I had to put a lot of energy into that. And then I'll get tired of that. Now I want to do my plays or whatever. And then I'll start doing that. But wherever I put the energy is what manifests. When I don't put the energy into it, it doesn't manifest anymore. So
right,
we have
right.
to figure out where we put our energies is what manifests. So you need some day job definitely to pay the bills, but it's almost like from now on take projects that maybe are not so all-consuming because
right,
then it doesn't
right.
allow for time to do them because you're tired. It's like Nicole right now is exhausted. How's she going to create
mm-hmm.
art or marketing that's exhausted? You know what I mean? So trying to find a balance for an artist between the day job that pays the bills and still have time to write. You know, or work or create. Okay, with me?
Yes, yes.
Maybe I have an hour. I'll do an hour. I'll do an hour here, an hour there. You know, once in a while I have the bigger chunks of time for 4 hours. But I do what I can do every day. I mean, I write every day. I find, and I work a long day. But I find sometimes to do it every day. That's discipline. Do you know what I mean? I don't.
Yeah.
You know, I don't give into that. I'm tired. I don't give into any of that. I go, look, I got a 2 hour break. I ate. I took care of things. There's an hour left here. I'm going to write for that hour. And
right.
almost forcing to find those times that you might, when you're younger, piss away. Okay. I'm too old to piss away those hours now. So I have to figure out, nope, I'm going to use that hour. So it's revamping your life to find the time. And again, if I only have a certain amount of time, maybe I'll just do some editing with that hour. Do you know what I mean? Like something not that complicated. But what I'm saying is figure out with the time that you have and make a little more time. Because if you would do it, again, the Eight of Pentacles is you making very good money with your craft. The Wheel of Fortune is telling you do it now in the year of the dream catcher, which I would say is the best time to start any of this. And start doing it.
Wow.
But an artist has to make art. Okay, the years that sometimes I've just stopped doing it, all of my jobs are always creative. I was a dancer. I was a children's entertainer. It's not that my work wasn't creative. I've always done creative work. But when I walked away from writing, we're not happy years because that's really what I need to do. So if you try to walk away from art as a funny way of you end up with depression and anxiety because art feeds the soul, nurtures the soul. So it's almost
you're
like
so
you can't
right.
walk away, even if you want. Even if I have said the hell with it, I'm not doing it anymore. All the hours I've spent writing, if I'd worked at McDonald's, I'd probably be a millionaire from the $15 an hour. Okay, like it's ridiculous, but yet trying to walk away from it was not good. So I think you've tried to do that, but. Are you feeling anxious now a little bit at times?
This has been really like I get up and I go to bed at like 2 a.m. with this other, you know, with the event thing. So that's why like I haven't, you know, been focused. But yeah, I you're so right. I can't turn away from it because like I'll also wake up in the middle of the night going, I didn't write today. Yeah, no, it's so true. Yeah, and it makes me feel like empty and at a loss. So yeah, no, I can't turn away from it. You're right.
Okay. And I'm saying I've tried, I've done it, but the bottom line was a lot of depression and anxiety and not happiness. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
finally, you have to find a way to balance making a living and being an artist. Okay. And it's best if you find something, like I think what I do for a living nurtures as a writer. I mean, I'm with people. I hear their problems. I hear their soul. I hear their stuff. And it helps with the writing. If you can find something that helps nurture the art, you know, when you're doing your job. But this looks all-consuming, what you're doing. So I'm glad it's winding down now. Okay?
Yes,
and I think the future you're going to maybe hesitate to take on something like this again.
I know, yeah. Yeah, it's, I, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
you know.
And no help.
But I,
yeah.
But there's nothing bad in your cards. Just start looking how to get that balance. And, you know, it's the same with Nicole. You have to find, make that art, do that art, market it. It's a constant marketing. I started in the last few years to market the plays, and I've had enormous success with it, but I had to market it.
Oh, congratulations.
I had to start doing it, though. Do you know what I mean? I had to do what you got to do because, it's you know, nobody's mm-hmm. going to come find us. Nobody's going to come discover us, okay? And we wish
yeah.
that were the case, but it's in America, it seems you have to discover yourself, and then someone else will discover you.
Mm-hmm.
But there's nothing bad
yes.
in your cards. It looks like a very good year, a balance between work and art. But I keep getting very positive cards on you throwing that dream into the dream catcher this year. The dream catcher, if you
mm-hmm.
start throwing them in and doing your legwork between now and 2028, a lot of it will manifest. But remember,
oh,
if
wow.
you're not your energy there, it's not going to manifest. I mean, I laugh
yeah.
because whatever I put my energies, it's what manifests, okay? And, you
yeah.
know, what I don't, when I stop putting my energies to it, it stops manifesting. So remember, it's where you put your energy. But nothing looks
right.
bad in you. Everything looks really good. So call in and let us know again, you know, how
Thank
it's going.
You. I will. Thank you.
And, you know, I think you needed a little bit of spirit to give you a little jolt of, you know, spiritual energy to get you through the next 2 weeks and to know that this isn't going to be your life forever. Okay? Like.
Yeah. Yeah. Next year I have to do it again. I'm under contract. But, yeah, I'll either try to look for help or – You
what
know,
I would say
by that
is
name,
ask them
yeah.
if you can bring on internships. See if you can ask them to do interns to help you. Because that won't really cost them money, per se, but maybe you can get or demand that they have more help for you.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know, because you can't have this again. It's just too much. Remember what Nicole
mm-hmm.
was saying, we're like the hockey people. They expect you to work with 16 people.
Yeah, yeah.
When you finish this up, Spirit wants you to speak up. You know, not right away, but say, look, I enjoyed this, blah, 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 but this was too much. It was too this. I need this help, and this help. Just put
okay.
it out what you need. Because it's also a lesson
yeah.
in speaking up. Nobody's going to offer you help if you don't start crying uncle, by the way.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, my God, you're
yeah.
amazing. Yeah.
Well, call in again. Good luck to you. And thank you for sharing your story with us because I don't think it's unusual. I think it's pretty much a lot of people are going through the same thing that you're
right,
going through.
Right. Oh, yeah, I bet. Yes. Yeah.
Well, good luck to you and
wow.
call in again. Bye.
Thank you. Thank you. Blessings to you and Nicole. Thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, Nicole, did you get anything out of that?
Of course I did.
Okay. Okay. And
I
again,
said
it's
Catherine,
like
Catherine. So I said, "Oh my God, you were in the same boat as I am right now." You know, because I've been bitching to Lisa about, you know, about not creating things. I stopped updating my website because I want to revamp it, and I haven't found the time to revamp it. You know, I have so much more work that I started doing and different categories that I have not added, which is why I wanted the revamp in the first place, and I've had no time to do it. And I've been telling Lisa, "I need to find balance. I need to find balance. I need to find balance." You know, and, yeah, I got a lot out of that, you know.
Right, and again.
I told Catherine that I would. I told her in the chat room, you know, because, I mean, and listen, and to all the artists out there, you know, and I explained this to her. It is hard these days, you know, especially when you're creating original stuff because, you know, we are fighting mass production, you know. People no longer see the value in an original piece. You know, so, you know, a lot
now,
of people
different from
themselves.
Plays. You see the same plays done over
oh,
and over
100%.
And over again.
I mean, think about how
and
many
as a
movies
theater
have been
critic,
remade.
I feel like if I have to review the same play another fucking 10 times,
exactly,
I'm going to blow my brains out.
Exactly. Like, we regurg, like, the arts are currently just being regurgitated, You know, I mean, look at how many movie remakes there are. Look at how many different movies of all the same thing. Like, you know, when I was growing up, one of my favorite movies was Freaky Friday, and I watched it when, like, on Disney. You know, they have so many versions of that whole body switch thing now. You know, and it's just, it's all the same shit, though. You know, it's the father and son switching, you know. And there's two different movies with the father and son switching, you know. And then there's the mother and the daughter switching, and there's two different versions of that, too. And then there's, you know, best friend switching, and then, you know, there's several versions. Like, it's weird, but everything is being regurgitated these days. And, you know, what I was explaining to Catherine was that, you know, as you know, artists, you know, we're not only fighting, you know, the fact that we need to get our messages and our voices out there. We're also fighting mass production. We're fighting people that just want the stamps, who don't see the value in the in original idea anymore. They want the safe bet or the cheapest bet that they can get at any other place. You know, so you're not only selling your piece or your play or your story, you are literally selling the value of your piece, your play, or your story. You know, I mean, and that's really what it is. It's, and unfortunately, it's not even an artistic thing anymore. It is a genuine, genuine business, and you need to have a very, very keen business mind to make your way through.
And that's exactly it. And again, it gets discouraging when you have to have a job, and it's all consuming, the job, and you're trying to create the art. And it's not, the problem is creating the art is only half the work. The marketing of the art is the other half. And that becomes,
yep,
it's business. So, and if you've already worked, you're tired. But it's kind of like, you know, putting it out there, doing it, getting it out there. But I would say, Nicole, you're going to have to figure out a little ways to create the art, because otherwise you're going to start going crazy.
I'm already there, Cindy. I'm already going crazy, you know? But you
right.
know what? You want to know what's so funny, and how I know the universe was like, okay, fine, you know what? We're going to send you a little message through Catherine, because here's the thing. Catherine said that the whole thing is for her is winding down in 2 weeks, right?
Right.
This move and everything that I'm going through at work is supposed to be winding down in 2 weeks. So,
wow.
So they're right. pushing the deadline up a week. They're trying to push it up a week, but technically speaking, I have 2 weeks left of the chaos before somebody else takes over. So, you know, I pay very close attention, very, very close attention.
And that's why
anybody who's in a predicament
for the two of you, think about when it slows down, where are you going to put your energies?
Well, you know what? It's not even a question of slowing down either, though. Like, and this is one thing I've been doing to at least try to get myself geared into it, even though I'm not actively creating at the moment because I'm just too tired to get into that headspace. One thing that I do make time for is my research, okay? Because when you do market things and when you do start to do things, you know, where you want to kind of push things into the mass, you got to do research. So I have been researching other things, even though I'm not creating right now. So I've been doing a lot of research on keywords for the website, for my website when it's done, so that I can get a little bit of SEO going. You know, I've been having conversations with people who do digital marketing. I've been having conversations with people just in general marketing, you know, and getting feedback there. You know, I've been sending out mock-ups of things so that I can get feedback, you know, on things. So I'm still doing the business end of things, even though I'm exhausted. I'm just not actively creating right now. So for me, and even if I only spend 30, you know, 40 minutes a day on it, I'm at least getting some of that stuff done. You know,
exactly.
And when I say 30, 40 minutes, I don't even mean consecutive minutes. Sometimes it's 15
right.
minutes here. I'll bookmark where I'm at, and then I'll go back again, you know, a little while later for another 15 minutes. You know, but I'm getting in throughout the day. So, you know, where Catherine is concerned, or anybody in the boat is concerned, you know, I've had to let go of that all or nothing attitude. It can't just be, if I can't spend an hour, I will do nothing. Or if I can't spend 2 hours, I'm not going to do it. You have to take what you can get sometimes just to keep those wheels moving. You know, it's the difference between, you know, when you're riding a bike, when you're going uphill, you're in a higher gear and you're rotating a lot more and it's easier to pedal. And then when you're on steady ground, you know, you lower that gear and then you're making wider rotations and slower rotations, again, to keep your stamina, to keep everything going. you're not always going to be able to pedal up and going at that high speed. Sometimes you just got to take it nice and easy while you're in a steady state so that you can climb those hills later. You know, so that's my advice for everybody.
What I was saying, that I don't have long time sometimes in the day. It might be doing something for 20 minutes, half an hour. By the end of the day, I might have written 2 hours, but it would have been 20 minutes here, 20 minutes there.
Exactly.
And it's, you learn also to discipline your creative mind, okay?
Mm-hmm.
My creative mind, when I can sit down at that computer, is there. It's ready to go because your mind is always thinking on it and doing it. And it's just practicing discipline and realizing how much time people actually do waste, you know,
Absolutely.
You know, doing nothing, scrolling through Facebook for 15 minutes, 20 minutes. Well, you could have marketed your art for 20 minutes, okay?
Exactly.
Scrolling social media for 20 minutes. So it's really the hardest thing for an artist is distractions and interruptions.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, being interrupted when you're trying to do your art is another thing. So it's like when you do carve out that time, people have to understand there's no interruptions during that period of time because otherwise it makes it even harder. So I'm glad we talked about it because I think there's a lot of people struggling with how do they do their craft, their art, their, you know, or even their love life, carving out time for that. It's all taking these moments. Maybe you don't have 2 hours to spend with your soulmate, but maybe 15 minutes sitting down and talking and sharing a cup of coffee with each other. All these things are taking time and realizing that 15, 20-minute times you can get a lot done in, and that's important. Well, we do have Maria now.
Every little bit helps.
Every little bit helps, and it gets done. You'll be surprised how it gets done. Now, we have Maria. Is her settlement coming through now? Because you said something about the settlement.
Yes. Maria, unfortunately, was a little bit on me. So I'm going to have to, hopefully, she's in a little bit of a better area right now. There's like a attic on the other end there. But she's worried about what we heard in that conversation was that, you know, the settlement is actually something separate. And she's concerned with how much she's going to have to pay out of that settlement. So I'm going to let her elaborate, and hopefully she's coming in a little bit more clearly now because, like I said, there's a lot of background noise, and she was breaking up a little bit. So I'm going to let Maria explain. Hopefully you can hear her. So here we go out to Maria. Hello, Maria.
Yes,
you're on the air.
Hi, babe. How are you?
Good. Okay, so tell us, is the settlement coming through now? Have they said it's coming through? Because I know you were waiting.
On feeling this, this is another settlement I wait. This, I got to pay something. They go to the lawyer. So I don't know how much one of the lawyer. I give an offer, the lawyer. So they're making me happy how much I want to give you, or they want to give, or they ask me more. That's what I was looking for.
It looks like you're not going to get quite as much as you would hope. It looks like a good settlement, not quite as much as you hope, but it does look like it's coming through now, finally, okay? Like, which is what you've been hoping for, you know, but it looks like a good settlement, just not quite as much as you might have hoped for. And did you have a number in your head that you were hoping for?
Oh, I got it.
Okay, because it's a little less than that number in your head.
I want to buy a house in Italy.
Yeah, well, I mean, you got enough to do that, okay? Like, it certainly looks like you'll be able to, it does look like you'll have enough to buy the house, okay?
Yeah.
So, you know, that looks really good. And, you know, again, feel, you know, sort of confident it's coming through now. I know you're getting antsy about it, but it does look like it's coming through. So, you know, I wouldn't worry too much about it. I would just say it does look like it's coming. Okay, and you will get that house.
I see nothing it can be.
Right.
another thing I can ask.
You look like it should be coming through.
Maria, you said that you had another question as well?
Yeah. Okay. I don't know what place I put it, and I think I lost it. I got to bring to the house, but I want to know if I find it. I can find it my wedding, my engagement, the thing in my house, can you give it to me?
Okay. I'm not sure I understand the question. Do you understand it, Nicole?
Reason, Maria, you're coming in very, very muffled. So it's
right.
The way that I'm hearing you, it's like you sound very far away.
Right,
so,
and I hear like every other word.
Yeah, that's my problem right now too. Is that like I'm getting like I heard engagement.
I think I lost it. I don't know what to think. My wedding ring.
Your wedding ring.
My diamond ring.
Did you lose your wedding ring?
Yes, my.
You lost it.
God damn it, into baby. Maybe I got me, I lost.
Okay, well, listen, if you lost your, if you, anybody, just this goes to anybody, I don't know if you're religious or anything, Maria, but usually what I do when I lose something is I say a prayer to St. Anthony, and, you know, I just ask him, you know, to please help me find whatever it is I lost, and usually he steps in.
I know. Right, because, I know that.
Well, right,
oh,
yeah, you do know that, right?
I know. And listen, with this phone, I know you're good. I know you knew you gave him a good. Yeah, me good. I'll talk to you again and never so we can see you no money. I love you very much.
Okay, we love
you
very
too,
much,
Maria.
And listen, still I'm looking forward to come over sooner the way they're going to be good.
Okay. I still want food from Maria before she moves to Italy, so we have to make that happen.
Right. You see?
For sure.
I heard food. That's all I heard, though.
That's right. I thought you should have a sweet.
Thank you very much for calling
in. Thank you
tonight.
very, very much.
We have such a crappy connection.
I know.
I hope
next time it'll be better. I know you. I found this other space and I took it to you. We love
okay.
you very much.
We love you very much, too. That we heard.
Bye-bye.
Love you words get through. Bye.
You know,
that's
how they love. I love you, made it through. Yeah, she sounded just so far away, Cindy.
Well, I would hear engagement and something, and then I couldn't hear it, and I couldn't hear it.
Yeah,
know?
it was going back. It was cutting in and out for me too. I was hoping it was just in the chat room that was happening. You know, when I queued her up, because sometimes that'll happen. Sometimes I'll get really, really bad feedback in the chat room. Once they go live, that feedback goes away.
Okay. Yeah. That happens too.
Yeah.
So,
but unfortunately, it's not. And I can even hear a little bit of reverb now.
Yeah, I know. Well, the show's been having a lot of reverb. Okay, and it's not.
Yeah, totally.
I thought maybe it was my phone, but I do readings all day long. I don't have it with my readings, so
yeah,
it's something. You know.
Well, you know what?
So,
and a couple of weeks ago, you asked me. You said, "Do you hear the reverb?" And I told you no. But tonight, and especially when I got Maria's call, it was like I was here. I think the part of the reason why we couldn't hear her is because I was hearing the beginning part of her sentence, and I was hearing the beginning part of her sentence again while she was finishing her sentence. So it was almost like hearing her talk over herself because of the reverb.
Right, exactly. So that was going on here too. So I'm glad it wasn't just me, because, you know, sometimes it's hard when you can't really hear.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
So we have a couple of other callers. We didn't screen this one, that 0852, the last four digits.
08, I'm scrolling. Give me just a minute.
I finally have the same thing you have now. Yeah, I finally see all the callers.
Oh, you know what?
I was
already down at the bottom. That's why.
Okay.
So, all right. Okay, the 0852. Oh, I recognize that number. I think that's Eric.
Me too.
Is it
that Eric?
I don't know. But let's see. Let's see if we're right.
All right.
Hello,
yeah,
you're on the air.
Into the mattress or some shit.
Oh, no, I think it's Debbie. Is it Debbie? Oh, we hear real.
Hello, you're on the air.
There's shit everywhere.
Hello.
Oh, 852, you're on the air.
All right, this person doesn't know we picked up, so I think I'm just gonna gut them.
I just muted that one too. It didn't sound like Eric, but I'm pretty sure that was Eric. That was Eric's number.
I wasn't sure if it was Debbie's number. Remember Debbie who calls in?
Oh yes, I remember Debbie.
I think it's Debbie's number. Okay, I'm not sure because I think Eric's is a different number if I'm not mistaken. But anyway. All right, so let's see. We have Jimmy. Let's pick up Jimmy tonight because he hasn't been on in a while,
right,
so
no
one can say we're coming on too frequently.
Nobody can bitch. So, all right, let's go see what Jimmy has to say. Mr. Jimmy, how are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing pretty good here. So what's on Jimmy's mind? Jimmy's a very brilliant man, so let's see what's on Jimmy's mind tonight.
Well, actually, I was kind of curious about this test that I was supposed to take back on, what was it? It was the 7th, I think. No, it was the 9th. I was supposed to take a test on the 9th, and it's government-oriented, so you have to send them an email. They send you a confirmation that they received it. And then they're supposed to send you your appointment time and confirming that you have the appointment. And they never did. And I sent it again with more dates that they have available. And they still haven't sent it. And I don't know what's going on with it.
Okay, well, it looks to me like you're going to have to try to get a live person. I don't know if that's possible.
It's not possible.
And, you know, sometimes maybe those dates are filled, and that's why they're not answering you, which,
okay.
You know, and the thing about it is it's kind of crazy. Like, it takes me a while to figure out some of this stuff because, you know, as a playwright, I'll send some things in that, like, they'll say, oh, it's open till this date or until they get 300 plays. And sometimes you don't know whether it went through or not. And then later on, you don't ever hear anything. So I'm assuming they met their quota of 300 plays, but why didn't you just tell us this, you know? So I think the dates you might be sending may be filled. So,
okay.
And again, maybe they filled you in 4 spaces already. Do you know what I mean? It seems like they don't know what they're doing. But, I think you're going to have to get some confirmation or how are you going to know? How are you going to possibly know?
Well, there's no phone number to call. You send it by email. It goes all the way up to Albany and it sits somewhere. And then once it goes to Albany, I guess it goes to whatever local place that does the test. But it's like, first off, I understand it's bureaucracy, and I understand a bureaucracy is slow, but this is kind of, like, excessive.
I mean, I think they maybe even think you're signed up for something, so that's the crazy thing here. It really looks like, I mean, now, can you send to where that email is that you're not hearing anything so you don't know if you're already signed up, you know, to that email address? Or have you Googled?
No, it's when you send to the email, what it does is that it sends you a confirmation that please wait, blah, 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 blah. We'll send you another email with your confirmation date and time.
Well, this is definitely a government project, okay? And you know, because what I see here is it looks to me like they may have you already scheduled for something. And you're not going to know.
Okay.
Now, do you have to pay
for
these tests?
They just didn't tell me.
Do you have to pay for these tests?
When I show up.
Yeah, and you won't know when to show up.
When I actually go there, I have to pay. Correct.
Now,
so,
and
if I
crazy.
Wanted to, I could drive all the way upstate to, you know, to Albany and just take it up there. But it's like, what, 3.5 hours?
Right. No, and are they supposed to do one locally? Is it supposed to be locally is where you're going to be taking it?
Yeah. It's like it's 5 minutes away from where I am. You know, I don't have any problem driving 2 to 2.5 hours, you know, going upstate, but on a regular, but like literally 3.5 hours, that's like, all right, now I need a hotel. You know what I mean?
Right. Like, well, I don't know what to tell you because it looks like you may have a date, but they haven't told you. I'm not sure when they're supposed to be.
Okay.
Did they help you at all when these dates are? You said you sent them in for certain dates, right?
No. So they have like a calendar with certain dates that are available. And the person that's going to take the test either selects one or multiple dates, and they have to send the confirmation back with what day they put you in and what time.
I think they think it's all filled because they have 50 people that they haven't told yet, you know, and it does look like a mess.
I mean, if they
here.
Just never sent out the email, then, you know, it looks like a mess.
I mean, it looks like a mess here. I mean, I don't think you're the only person struggling with this, which is horrible. I mean, it's the thing about the world when you can't make a phone call and you can't speak to people. It's very frustrating, exceedingly frustrating, because you don't know, you know, what's going on. And the people are still blaming everything on COVID, which cracks me up because you're like, you know. It's like,
yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. Because in the email, in their confirmation email, it says, please bear with us in this troubling time or something like that. And I'm just
For the rest of us,
you could just say, due to COVID.
Right.
I mean, like,
you
come on.
Yeah. And meanwhile, this is not the case anymore. So I do think maybe you'll get something the day before saying a reminder of it. You know, so I would just keep... looking at, and did you go to spam to see if any of these things went to your spam? I know you're good with computers. Didn't even go to spam, possibly.
I've been checking. Like, I'm searching my inbox.
I hate to go into the spam
or anything.
You go in there, you're going to get a virus. I hate to even look in there, but sometimes it is important things in there, and I hate to open it.
Well, I get thousands of in this particular email account. I get thousands of spam. A day. And it's like, it's terrible. And I managed, one day I was just like, this must have been like 2 years ago. I sat down and I went through it. And I put all the spam in the spam and all the other stuff not in spam. So I don't have to deal with it. But it's, you know, when you search it, it should just pop up, but nothing popped up yet. So.
Okay, well,
anyway.
Let us know what happens. But it certainly looks like they got a lot of people saying the same thing you're saying. Okay? Like. Am I on for that day? Am I not on for that day?
Well, I have another question.
Okay.
So there was some legal stuff that I sent out to be taken care of. I'm wondering how that's going to turn out. Is it going to turn out in my favor?
Okay. It looks pretty good here, actually.
Okay.
You know, so I actually expected to see it like not good, but it actually looks pretty, you know, better than I thought would show up in the card. So it looks pretty good. So thank God.
Good. Yeah, I was kind of doubtful about it because it's really
people
are prejudiced.
but it looks actually perfect outcome, but like, you know, better than you might think. Anyway, we're at the end of our show. They're going to knock us off. Okay, thank you, Jimmy, for calling. It's always good to hear your voice. And let us know what happens. Let me know what happens at that test because I'm just laughing because
it
looks like they probably have assigned the same 50 people to like 10 different slots, okay, like that they don't know what they're doing.
Oh,
and nobody's going to show up because no one knows that they're even signed up. So it's... looks like a real mess on their end, which is terrible. And,
it makes it even worse because you would expect it's part of a legal system. So it's like, I'm going to take a test and it's like, what do you mean you don't know what you're doing? It's like, that's kind of what they're putting out. It's like, you know.
And anyway. Because there's so many people involved with it, we don't even know who to blame. That's the problem. There's too many people in charge of the same
thing. That makes it even worse.
If it's one person running it, it would all be done right. Well, anyway, at the end of our show, thank you, Nicole, for everything. Make your art.
And thank you, Cindy.
Thank you for sharing your art. Bye, Jimmy. We'll speak soon. Bye, everybody. They're going to cut us off in 2 seconds. Bye.